Codra Thofalcha Roid Gdi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. The Ivacordia Thofalcha Roith with the Airclaw Sounds Irish. Hello friends and welcome to our programme Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bullard and I hope you can stay with me for the next little while and enjoy some Irish tracks, Irish songs. Well, all tracks will have some Irish connection, as I say every week. And as you've probably already been told, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I also say every week, you can contact me at any time by email, joebollard2@aircom.net, joebollard and a figure 2 at aircom, aircom.net, and put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. Or you can always join me on Facebook. Oh yes, we're gathering more and more friends on Facebook each week. And we're starting this week with the voice of a lady that I've come to love. I'm speaking, of course, of Anne Breen, a lovely girl from Northern Ireland with a lovely accent and a quiet, nice way of putting a song across. Now, she's quite some way from Northern Ireland on this track because she's in Tipperary. Well, at least she wants to be.
Hello, friends, you're welcome here tonight. I have been thinking about home, and I could use some company, all right. Sometimes it's hard to be alone. Well, you may say I live a memory that I may seek and never find. Well, maybe that is how it's meant to be, that I have something on my mind.
the lovely voice there of Anne Breen, and she's got Tipperary on her mind. Tell you what we'll do, this next track. We've heard it quite often in various forms. We've heard it instrumental, we've heard other people singing it. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let Joni Madden of Cherish the Ladies do the introductions. Okay?
So we are so thrilled to have with us truly one of the greatest voices in Irish music history. She's a woman who comes from the Banner County, the place called Ennis in County Clare. Please welcome the great, the wonderful Miss Maura O'Connell. Wonderful Maura O'Connell.
I should think so, too. Good round of applause there for Maura O'Connell and her interpretation of Teddy O'Neill. While it was playing, I was just trying to think, who else did we have singing that recently? I think it was Ruby Murray, and we also had Dolores Keane's version of it. I wonder if Anne-Marie O'Riordan sung it. I must look through my library. I'm sure she would make a good job of it as well. Now, here's one of those lovely Irish songs that tells a story, but you have to stay tuned and listen to the lyrics. It's entitled Katie from Sweet Cadieu. Okay, Cadieu is in Roscommon, and it tells the story of Katie who has to go away, and she goes away to London, right? And when he says she meets a man in the Galtee is a dance hall in London where a lot of Irish people meet at weekends and socialise generally. Well, he had his wicked way with her and he left Katie, as my mother would say, in the family way. But Katie was a brave woman and she brought up her young boy and he became a judge. But listen to the story. And this is Sean Brennan. I had an email from a lovely lady who said, could we have more of Sean Brennan, please, Joe? Here we have Katie from Cadieu.
I've heard of Noreen Bond, who left her dear Connell home. And Molly, the Rose of Mankind, who sailed across the foam. Few have heard of Katie, who came from sweet Cadieu, who quietly left her home in 1962. London then became her home, a flat in Cricklewood, where she worked every hour God sent and saved up all she could. She always sent a few pounds home and done all she could do to make her mum's life easier back home in sweet Cadieu. All the lonely winds seemed to lament as round the hills they blew, as she said goodbye to her old home and friends around Cadieu. Till I die. Bravely she wiped her tears and sadly said goodbye. One night in the Galtee she met a fair young lad who turned into a playboy and took all that she had. He left her with a baby boy, then went his merry way. Sparkle in poor Kitty's eyes forever died that day. But she worked harder than before to give her boy a home, and anything he wanted she got for him alone. She molded him till he came home with his new law degree, and smiled and said, son, you won't struggle in this world like me. All the lonely winds seemed to lament as round the hills they blew, as she said goodbye to her old home, her friends around Cadieu. Oh, Roscommon, how I miss you, I love you till I die. Bravely she wiped her tears and sadly said goodbye. Now you've heard of Katie, who came from sweet Cadieu. She was my mom, the finest lady this judge ever knew. All the lonely winds seemed to lament as round the hills they blew, as she said goodbye to her own home, her friends around Cadieu. Oh, Roscommon, how I miss you, I love you till I. Sadly said goodbye. Bravely she wiped her tears and sadly said goodbye.
Now, I don't care what anyone says. You can talk and criticise country and Irish for as long as you like. But I think that's a lovely song. And I just want to mention something here about country and Irish. I do know that it's not everybody's cup of tea. But, well, I like it. I know lots of my listeners to Sounds Irish like it. I've been carrying out a little bit of study amongst my friends and their opinion of country and Irish. And, well, outside of Dublin, it's very, very popular. In Dublin, there is some support for it, but, well, I don't see anything wrong with it. A lot of it is rubbish, of course, but there are some good tracks, and that's one of them. Sean Brennan and Katie from Sweet Caju. This next track I can only consider as quaint. Right? Now, I've told you before how we bollards, when we were young, we used to have sort of family hoolies and we all used to get round and sing. And it was Joe's job to play the piano to the for the various singers and sing-alongs. But this is not quite like the bollard version. But this is a track that I have played for you before by Paddy Riley and somebody else too, and whose name escapes me for the moment. But this is the story of the Dublin Saunter. Remember I told you all about Stephen's Green? It was a part of Dublin, and this, and it has its own sort of atmosphere. Grafton Street, and at the top of Grafton Street is this green area called Stephen's Green. Here we have the Kelly family, accompanied by the piano. And it's Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11 and a stroll down Stephen's Green. Grafton Street's a wonderland, it says. Well, Grafton Street is a pedestrian area. I've told you before, it's a pedestrian area, shopping area, and it has its own, as I say, atmosphere with buskers at the side and its own style of shops. Enough. Here, the Kelly family. And I think, as I said, this is quaint.
I've been north and I've been south, I've been east and west, I've been just a rolling stone. Yet there's one place on this earth I've always liked the best, just a little town I call my own. Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, ladies a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. I've been here and I've been there, I've sought the rainbow's end, no work of gold I found. Now I know that come what will, whatever fate may send, here my roots are deep in friendly ground. Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry, you're a king and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning.
Ah, oh, come on now, you must admit, that was lovely. Family all gathered round the piano, singing all about Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11. We used to have a very old 78 of Noel Purcell singing that. You remember Noel Purcell, the film star. He was in many films, including Mutiny on the Bounty and The Blue Lagoon. We've spoken about him before. And I think we played his version of Dublin in the Rare Owl Times at one time. But there, the Kelly family and Dublin can be heaven. Now, this next track, first of all, I can say that a lot of immigrants who are far away from Ireland can associate with this song. Also, when it starts, the accompaniment, it sounds as though they were going to sing Silver threads among the gold. Darling, you are growing old. But they're not singing that. But this is Trudy Lawler and Patrick O'Sullivan, and Far Away a Light is Burning.
Far away a light is burning in a window clear and bright. Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you.
Far away, a sprig of ivy hangs around your cabin door. Far away, a robin redbreast singing as in days of yore.
That was Trudy Lawler and Patrick O'Sullivan, and Far Away a Light is Burning. Trudy, we had a couple of weeks ago telling us all about the beauties of lovely Laois, did we not? I'm sure we did. Now, this time we're coming back to Dublin, because this is Dublin in 1962. No, it's not the Dermot O'Brien version. It's actually my favourite group, ballad group that is, and that the Dublin City Ramblers. And they're sort of reminiscing about what Dublin was like in 1962. Little bit of explanation here. They talk about the Ha'penny Bridge. The Ha'penny Bridge is one of the many bridges that crosses the River Liffey on which Dublin stands. And they talk about we danced in Cleary's until 2. Cleary's is a large store in O'Connell Street, which is the main street in Dublin. And for many years, above Cleary's, on the very top floor, there was a dance hall. I actually played in it myself countless times. But we danced in Cleary's until 2, because dancing in Ireland in those days went on very late. Mind you, it still does. But anything else? Yeah, and in the Phoenix Park. Well, you've heard of the Phoenix Park. What do you mean? You haven't heard of the Phoenix Park? It is the biggest park in Europe. So I'm told. Anyway, but that's a big park in Dublin. Here, enough of my prattle. Here, let's have the Dublin City Ramblers telling us all about Dublin in 1962, this young man and his life and what happened. Okay?
Rosetta, just tell us one more time about when you were young and in your prime, and the way that you met Ma, and all the things you saw. Tell us about the things you used to do. I close my eyes and roll the years away, and everything's the same as yesterday. How could I forget the summer when we met in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, all our skies were blue, in Dublin town in 1962. We climbed the hill of Holt and down again. Walked home from the pillar in the rain. We courted in the park where the lights glow in the dark. We danced in Cleary's at the Metropole till two. Then we crossed the Ha'penny Bridge at evening tide. It felt so good to have you by my side. We watched the mailboat sail, paper boys shout headed our mail, in Dublin town in 1962. Sunny, all our skies were blue, in Dublin town in 1962. Like many more, we kissed it all goodbye. We sailed away to give our luck a try. In that land across the sea, that's been good to you and me, where our children played like we once used to do. Now me kid said, "Da, that's really quite a tale. We know you have the spirit of the gale. We have no regrets, and we're very glad you met in Dublin town in 1962. In Dublin town in 1962.
Here, Sean Cuddy. He's singing a song. Hey, we haven't heard Sean Cuddy before, have we? Oh, yes, I think we may have on one of the earlier programs. Here's Sean back home in Ireland.
While sitting in my bedsit room in London, some thoughts of my mother came to view. 'Twas what she said the morning I was leaving to travel far across the deep blue sea. She said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. Come back, Paddy, soon again to me. For I know that far off fields they do look greener, and old Ireland's the place I want to be. It's 20 years ago now since that morning. I only wish my mother I could see, but she is gone and I'm still here in London. And old Ireland again I'll never see. She said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. Come back, Paddy, soon again to me. For I know that far off fields they the place I want to be. And now I'm back home in dear old Ireland. So sad my dear old mother's passed away. But I was young and far off fields they did look greener, and old Ireland again I'll never stray. She said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. Soon again to me. For I know that far off fields they do look greener, and old Ireland's the place I want to be. For I know that far off fields they I want to be.
Here's an interesting track I came across the other day. I told you many, many times about the show bands. And the show band era lasted from, well, certainly the late 50s, early 60s, through until, well, the 80s. Although I do believe there are one or two show bands still going around. However, what happened was that the show band scene was then overtaken by the ballad era. And a sort of a crossover thing here I've got is a crossover track, because it's the Capitol Show Band, which was one of the better show bands, really good, accomplished musicians in the show band. And they sort of cashed in on the incoming ballad craze. Here, the Capitol Show Band, and they're telling us all about the Bold O'Donoghue.
Here I am from Paddy's land, a land of high renown.
Hey!
I broke the hearts of all the girls for miles from Kenny Town.
And when they hear the chime of war, they raise a hullabaloo. And they hear about the handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue. Fire, I'm the bite of blazer, and I'm the bite of taser. I'm the bike of squeezer, and I tell you what to do. I court her like an Irish man, and I'm blowing the blarney to the drum. Be rolligan, 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 mold O'Donoghue. Hey! I wish me love was a red, red rose from London garden wall. And me to be a Jew, dropping up on her brow I fall. Perhaps for she might think of me as a rather heavy Jew. No more she'd love the handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue. Well, I'm the bite of blazer, and I'm the bite of taser. I'm the bite of squeezer, and I tell you what to do. I court her like an Irish man, and I'm blowing the blarney to a deep drum. I'm be rollicking, frolicking, rollicking, rollicking, bold O'Donoghue. Hey! I hear that Queen Victoria has a daughter fine and grand. Hey! Perhaps she'd take it into her head to marry an Irish man. If I could only get the chance to have a word or two, I'm sure she'd take a notion in the bold O'Donoghue. I'm the bite of blazer, and I'm the bite of taser. I'm the bite of squeezer, and I tell you what to do. I court her like an Irish man, and I'm blowing a blarney to a big drum. I'll be rollicking, frolicking, hollicking, rollicking, bold O'Donoghue. Hey!
We're moving now a little bit, and we're moving to County Mayo. And we're playing this for all our Mayo listeners. And I know, judging from some of the emails I get, that we do have quite a lot of Mayo listeners, both here in Ireland and overseas. So, in the company of Kevin Prendergast and friends, let's go back to County Mayo.
There's one county back in Ireland I left so long ago, in the province of Brave Connaught. It's the county of Mayo, with its nature and its beauty, in this peaceful land and air. It brings back some happy memories, this county of my birth. Let's go back to County Mayo, the pride of all the West, a mountain of Kilpatrick, not shrine looks at its best. Ballyhonis and Claremorris, those towns I should know. It was there I spent my childhood, in the county of Mayo. The day I left my homeland, with fond memories I did dwell, to my parents and my brothers I bid a fond farewell. From New York down to Boston, and on to Chicago, my thoughts still linger in one place, the county of Mayo. Let's go back to County Mayo, the pride of all the West, mountain of Kilpatrick, not shrine looks at its best. Ballyhonis and Claremorris, those towns I should know. It was there I spent my childhood, in the county of Mayo. It was there I spent my childhood, in the county of